Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, George Enright. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The DH, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Garr moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from in right and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster fires to first and has Washington trapped. There's the throw to Dent, who tags Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Enright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor juggles the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner catches it and throws to first to double up Enright. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orta. North reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ewing hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gar. North reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. North moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from in right and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. North scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Sant now playing third base. Ken Brett pinch hits for George in right. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now catching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. 10 Arche hits a line drive into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hopkins pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hopkins. The throw from Nordhagen and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. North hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant bunts towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Rudy moves to second. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Billy Williams pinch hits for Don Hopkins. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Nordhagen and he is out, Dent applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.